football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
Eason dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. And number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy, it's go time.
You need to be here before every Bears game on 720 WGN to hear Hamp and OB, and then post-game, after the game, Dan Hampton's segment is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Hamp, did you hear Bill Murray was talking about you on Jimmy Kimmel Live this week?
Yeah, well, you know what? Guess what? You know, the kickoff was at 520. For us, that was like 2 days away.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Was Murray always hanging around? Did you guys always have not just Chicago-related celebs hanging around, but people, because there was such a buzz about that team, I would imagine there were a lot of celebrities that just wanted to hang out with you guys.
You're exactly right. You know, and when it all went down, Bill Murray was at the hotel the night before the Giant game, and he didn't have a ticket. And I said, I'll get you a couple of tickets. And in fact, I'll get you, you know, on the sideline. And Brian McKesky helped me, and we got him on the sideline. And he was out there on the field with like an aviator cap, mocking Ditka, which made us all laugh. And it was a great time. It really was.
I love this story so much because he generally makes all of us laugh, and I always thought it was just the Cubs that he was always hanging around. I didn't have that memory of him on the sideline, and you're the guy that got him the tickets. How fun is that? Hey, I just put this into ChatGPT because this is something that I feel, and of course, AI came back with an answer and says, no, that's not what Caleb Williams says. I always feel like Caleb feels like he's got to win the game on his own. He's got, even if it means that he takes chances he maybe shouldn't take, he just feels like he's got to get out there and win it as if he can't trust someone else.
Well, a lot of the times, you know, that truly is what a franchise quarterback is capable of doing. Winning a game when the chips are down, you're behind in the quarter, and you find a way, and you drive, and you score. And you know what? He's done that. He has shown he has a propensity to do that. Now, the big picture is we don't want to be in that position, especially against the New Orleans Saints, you know, come Sunday. But if we are, he has shown he has those capabilities that, and I got to tell you, only a few players really have that kind of a vibe, but he's got it. We just don't need to overextend it because we need to be in a position where he doesn't have to do it on a week-to-week basis.
Hey, fourth quarter comebacks from quarterbacks across the NFL beginning of last year. Caleb Williams has four, which is third most in the NFL. Baker Mayfield has six, Patrick Mahomes five, then Caleb Williams tied with a few others. And I know you just talked about it, but it feels great having a Bears quarterback give you confidence late in the game. And I can't remember ever really feeling that, Hamp. These are the quarterbacks that have killed the Bears for the last three decades, the ones who get it done late in games. And it appears the Bears have a quarterback who thrives off of that pressure late in games and gets it done.
You know, realistically, that's why he was drafted first overall. He has that certain type of magic. And we, like I said, you don't want to, you know, waste it week after week after week. But when we are in a position where he has to make plays and put the team in position to score touchdowns late in the games to come from behind, that's great. That's great. But, you know, we all know, look, he hasn't been perfect, but he does have that certain, you know, that vibe. And the rest of the team, you know, and I don't want them to all think, well, it doesn't matter what we do all game because Caleb's going to bring us back. We don't want that. We want a team that is able to, you know, hey, what about a laugher? you know, a game where, you know, you've got a two or three touchdown lead at the end, and he doesn't. That would be ideal. But if it doesn't work out, and the last couple of weeks, you know and I know, you know, we've gotten out of Vegas by the skin of our teeth. We got out of Washington, D.C. with the skin of our teeth. Maybe this week is one of those weeks where we don't have to see it, but we know in our heart he has been able to do it, and that's one of the things that made him the first overall pick.
Yep, the defense up to 12 takeaways, three against Washington, 12 takeaways, second most in the NFL this year, and Ben Johnson says it's not luck, it's by design. They have talked about it since the start of camp. Defense needs to get that football, but it has sort of been a bend don't break defense this year. What have you seen from the unit over the past couple of games here for the Bears?
Well, two things. Number one, in the old days, we worried about how many yards you were giving up. You know, guys moving on you, getting first downs. Today, in this new age NFL, it really doesn't matter. Only two things matter. Can you hit the quarterback, and can you take the ball away? Well, guess what? We have taken the ball away, which is great, but we haven't hit the quarterback. And sooner or later, we've got to figure out who and where we can get some pressure. And that's Montez Sweat. That's Gervon Dexter. These guys have got to start stepping up because as a defense, you know, again, the ratings and all that stuff, it's a little bit overhyped, but it's all about can you take the ball away? But most importantly, and hopefully this weekend, can we hit the quarterback? And, you know, Spencer Rattler is not a great quarterback. He likes to take a lot of checkdowns. We know that. But still, we need to rattle the Rattler, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Hamp, we've got a question on the text line. They said they want your observation. Their observation is that Moody's range seems to be about 50 yards, and his kickoffs aren't real accurate. Am I mistaken? Is he better or worse than Santos? That's the question from one of our texters.
I'm not really sure, but, I never was a big fan of kickers, so I don't really keep up with them. Carlos Santos has been pretty darn good. You know, obviously he pushed that one against the Vikings, which obviously came back to haunt us. But it doesn't matter who is kicking. If they kick it through, I'm happy. But at the end of the day, you know, why are we accepting field goals? Let's go in and score touchdowns. And that's what the great Ed Obradovich is always talking about. Let's be aggressive. Let's throw it into the end zone and make a score. And, you know, we make the field goal kicker almost extraneous.
And what's the prediction from you, Hamp, for this weekend's game?
It's going to be a tough one. You know, we have lost the last eight games against the New Orleans Saints. I don't know why. Okay, maybe Drew Brees had something to do with it. Maybe Sean Payton had something to do with it. That's history. Today, let's change the script. Let's win a game. And I got to tell you, after you win three in a row, I used to say this all the time to kids. You know, I'd say, what grade are you in? And they would say, the third grade. And I'd say, you know what the hardest part about third grade is? And they'd say, what? And I said, getting the – guess what? It's the hardest thing about winning three in a row is getting the fourth win in a row. Let's hope the Bears can do it this weekend.
Awesome. Go Bears.
Can't wait. Go Bears.